From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of Defense is in Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter announced in Baghdad Monday that the U.S. is providing more than 200 additional U.S. troops and several Apache attack helicopters to assist Iraqi forces in their fight to retake Mosul from Islamic State. Correspondent Carla Babb is with the Secretary and spoke with VOA about the Secretary's other goals.
He's looking at what can be done economically. What do the Iraqis need to help them rebuild the areas that they've retaken from the Islamic State? He's also looking at political reforms and pushing for political development within Baghdad. And then finally, he wants to look at the military campaign itself and see what can the U.S. contribute to the Iraqis and to the coalition.
Mr. Carter also traveled to Iraq Monday to talk with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about the ways the U.S. can ramp up its fight against ISIS. Just before daybreak in Ecuador, where rescue workers utilized giant earth-moving machinery to clear away debris in order to find more survivors in the 7.8 magnitude earthquake, the death toll from the massive quake has now risen to 350. Across the Pacific, two earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island has left at least 42 dead. A court in Kyiv has convicted two Russian servicemen captured in eastern Ukraine of terrorism and other crimes and sentenced them each to 14 years in prison. The court on Monday found Alexander Alexandrov and his commander Yevgeny Yerofeyev guilty of waging a war of aggression against Ukraine. Both Alexandrov and Yerofeyev acknowledged being Russian servicemen, but Russia's defense ministry said that they had resigned from duty and traveled to Ukraine on their own.